Game 3 of the Premier League was a very dramatic and confusing one. We saw English champion City fight hard to earn a draw versus Newcastle at home. We also watched as Chelsea were beaten 3-0 by Leeds at Elland Road, and many more of such results. Bayern Munich continued to Bayern Munich, Barca on target, and the weirdest news of all, five-time Champions League winner Casemiro signs for Manchester United. Welcome to the Luigi Brothers podcast. My name is Victor Quatri, and as always, I'm in the company of
Moji Adamu of his father's house, as usual.
What the fuck? Why carry him as usual? It's me, Manu Pital, the regular guy.
As usual. There was a moment our regular guy was not so regular.
Yeah. Look up.
How would Nadib even go, guy?
Come on.
Hustle Billy, and bustle. Normal.
When has Billy been a new team? Normal level.
Normal. David Alads.
Choke.
Straight up.
But today, my day was fun. It was short. Food plenty today, actually. I ate a lot.
Somewhere. I just did run errands.
Somewhere.
Up and down. Monday. Typical Monday,
bro.
Alright then, Premier League early kickoff was Tottenham versus Wolves. Kane saw Wolves off, so
yeah, as expected.
I was not glad game. With that.
What?
Handsome.
Oh, FPL, you haven't saw your FPL.
Handsome, I swear, I'm telling someone straight up.
Sorry, mate.
I'm telling so. The song of this season is not the song of last season. Definitely.
Guy, that's real.
He has turned to daughter this season.
I'm still waiting for Neto to score, man. And Arsenal want to buy Neto.
Yeah, I saw that.
But like, I think Wolves want like a very, they are demanding a high sum.
Yeah.
They don't have the money, the funds too, for a very high profile transfer. Like, even not high profile, but expensive transfer like that.
But I was saying Arsenal, they have the money. I just know really.
Arsenal projects, but it's looking very mad, very guy. Crazy. If you watch that Amazon All or Nothing from last season, but you understand what's actually going on now, guy. Arteta's team is clicking.
I always tell you, it's not about the clicking. Let them show evidence straight up.
They're showing it now.
They have 3 wins. Don't hype.
Yeah, it's very early in the season, but like the way they're cooking,
guys. Do you know why I'm shouting like this is because there's no experience in the team. So what will happen is when they have like a setback.
Dude, they have experience.
But I have experience now. They have Xhaka.
Gabi Jesus.
They have Zinchenko.
Yeah, but like Zinchenko.
All of their master players Zinchenko have experience now.
We're all like under Pep's system. Zinchenko is like second player. So let's not say
it's good enough.
But I love the fact that they are building. Like, let's say 5 years from now, they'll actually be very good. But right now, let's not start blowing trumpets to him.
Oh, but Gabriel, he's showing Jesus,
80% of FPL players have Jesus in their team, guy.
Oh, his goal was cancelled. So,
the guy collected a look at. God damn it.
But don't worry. LEDs.
No, I believe he's going to
Jesus. No, I believe if it's Jesus, but I believe Jesus so bad. Right. I believe Arsenal are going to Arsenal at some point, but I believe Jesus, guy.
That's the issue, Arsenal.
No,
so Chelsea were beaten, guy. Flogged, guy. Bad heart, guy.
The funny thing about that, I was sleeping and I just woke up and I switched on the TV. I just saw 3-0. I didn't even know how to start.
Guy.
I didn't know how to start assessing it. What happened?
It began with him, Edward Mendy howler, guy.
You understand? Like, what was that? Why would you do that?
No, he was
feeling
prime
man with Neuer. You
mean? I mean, prime Ederson.
You understand? You wanted.
I seriously think that we are putting like coaches are putting too much pressure on goalkeepers. If I'm not good with my legs, just free me, let me just be kicking the ball out.
But are you sure you're not digging?
Good enough now. Like for modern football, more is required. Like for you to use if you don't use your feet, there's certainly a goal out there that can use his feet and save.
If I don't have the
capability, you're going to just fall in the like,
yeah, that's going to be obsolete, bro.
Yeah, you understand.
Because I think that was just too much pressure on him. He's not actually that good.
Dude, he wasn't on that pressure, guy.
Like, he like, put the pressure on himself.
Yeah,
himself,
yeah, like I was saying, he's not good with his legs, so don't mind invite such pressure.
Yeah,
someone said. Someone said he saw white kids and they had PTSD of Benzema.
And funny enough, that thing, he, that thing, yeah, like
then they did that thing for Benzema now.
So that thing, like this, reoccurring, and then they should try and rectify that.
Yeah, crazy stuff, man. Goal scorers were Rodrigo, Jack Harrison, and Aaronson. Guy,
I also feel like almost everybody is building the project in EPL. Like even
Chelsea,
the small club,
like their midfield, yeah, I wasn't feeling
that
it.
To Chelsea, right?
Yeah,
I won't blame them. Kante is out.
Yeah,
Kovacic is out.
This guy.
And then the problem is they won't sign a world class midfielder. They'll just be going for academy.
I think
boys.
Gallagher was playing out of position in the first half or
so. I love Gallagher.
What they are doing, but they are prioritizing attack ahead of actually building a system. Because I don't mind whether Chelsea have a system.
You can argue that he hasn't gotten the players he wants, but let's talk about Man City.
But come on,
but
his current owner supplied him with funds, like
he's just telling him.
They've not signed anybody.
Yeah,
Sally, Koulibaly,
Koulibaly,
that chop right card, and they were saying he's a better player than Rudiger.
Actually, first direct card in my shoes.
He was the security of the team.
I was laughing.
Khalidou.
But funny thing enough, but he didn't have much red card in his Napoli career.
The Premier League is different, bro.
That's it. Facts.
It's different. Let's talk about Manchester City. Bro, that game was beautiful.
It was fire.
God, people are always giving Lampard and this guy, Gerrard, hype. But guy, this Newcastle coach Eddie Howe, and Graham Potter or Brighton guy, those guys.
Both of them are really showing up.
That's funny how, like, I remember when he was at Bournemouth, but
he was
even more sacked.
No, he kept them up now. He kept them in the Premier League for like almost three seasons before.
But then he got sacked.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing is, it's funny how phones just transforms.
That one did.
There's money and then the players are available.
What Saint Maximin was?
Guys,
no,
Maxime,
that guy
you see that video of Walker trying to mount the water?
Oh, the guy used.
Wait, let's talk about this thing first. Newcastle played a 3-3 draw at the Etihad. Man City had to come back against Newcastle, bro. Guy.
I felt like Bernardo Silva's goal.
Somebody said
you felt the goal
on
the pass, bro.
That pass was like five players that can make that pass.
Yeah.
That pass was
guy. And Bernardo timed his run very well, guy.
ATM.
But I think probably for the buying might be it's like, you know, Pep buys
if you sell wonder. Frank, you are buying.
But then Pep, I don't think Pep is selling. Leeds.
Bernardo will go now. He wants to come.
Will Pep sell Leeds this in the summer? Like, he won't be able to get a replacement.
Dude, Pep has already backed up, guy. And Pep has been a manager in his career that he doesn't block transfers of his players.
Yeah, like, so the players want to
selling less than 10 days to the end of the transfer.
But anyway, that game was mad. Trippier free kick, guy.
Yeah.
That Trippier free kick was wicked.
Dude, do you know what I did in my FPL? I mistakenly swapped Trippier for Neco Williams. My reason was that Newcastle are going to concede.
See,
but something inside me was telling me, what if this guy gets free kick? And then see what happened.
I'm led to carry Almiron on safe, but I just saw their fixture, Man City. I said, no go here. So I went and carried, is it a Brentford player, bro? He just did an assist, but guy, that man was on fire too.
He's a very good player.
No, standout performance were Saint Maximin, De Bruyne, Bernardo. Calum Wilson himself scored the mad goal. So let's.
Well, I think about that Man City, they are waiting for Allah to adapt to the game quick, and I think it's going to cost them because they are not yet in full gear because the attack too is not yet in full gear. So the.
Well, Haaland is showing glimpses.
You know, showing glimpses, but the quicker he gets in full gear.
But I think themselves, they are not.
They have played for a long while without Nice.
But I just feel like Haaland should get into full gear sooner the better.
He does, yeah. It's your funeral.
When he does.
When he does.
We are not in the Premier League.
Your funeral in the Premier League.
So United play Liverpool today where we are recording this podcast. They haven't played yet, but we're expecting a lot of goals.
one-sided.
Give me United to continue.
No. Let's continue. A lot of goals. One-sided.
Expecting a lot of goals.
One-sided.
Expecting Maguire. That kind of thing.
We're expecting a lot of frustration.
Well, moving on. Let's bounce around all the other leagues in the world. Let's go to Bundesliga. Bayern Munich. Continue to Bayern Munich. No, Sadio Mane.
Let me just cap. Bayern have already won that league.
No, that's not a competition.
Sean and Dusted. Like,
no man.
I feel like the other guys should just go and retire.
No,
the other guys are playing for Champions
League. They're just training.
I feel like, bro. In the Bundesliga, it's not like Bundesliga is a shit league. It's just that Bayern Munich is ahead of all the other teams. And there's supposed to be a way that maybe the league's board will like stabilize all of those kind of things.
It's the other teams.
All of them sell to Bayern.
They sell something. I think they should control it.
Like, why would you sell to a direct rival?
Let me ask you. If I'm Bayern and I offer you good money, will you reject?
No.
So there's nothing the league can do. There's something else.
Like, they can attract investors. Like, all these, their Newcastle in the Premier League.
They should sell the clubs.
Come and buy plenty players like that. Build the league. But other than that, Bundesliga is very technical, guy. But let's move on to
technical. There is just Bayern.
M&M. I know you see Mulu, the floor is yours, guy. M&M. Messi, Neymar, Mbappe.
This year, we will eat.
Neymar is eating, Sha.
Neymar is full.
Samba.
But I also feel like let the ego of the team not come ahead of.
No, but like if you watch them play like yesterday, I don't think there were any bad blood. Like,
let's just hope the ego won't come ahead of the team.
Because,
but I feel like maybe Mbappe, because of the backlash he got from the media.
But you see, the assist to Messi,
plenty people changes for the guy.
The assist for the first minute.
The boy actually fucked up.
The guy
shut up, man.
I hope you saw that.
There's nothing new now, bro. It's nothing new, bro.
To Messi, bro.
I think PSG too, probably they have wrapped up that league too.
No, I don't think so. Well, who else? Because they
like this season, they are looking really good. This is
really good.
Like the front three are playing better than they did last season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last season they were winning with one goal.
No, like, you know they changed coaches, but I think this coach is more.
He's playing to their strengths.
Like to the league. He's better.
But
it's like a Premier League.
Where do we actually test the
Champions League?
Normally,
Champions League.
Play with the psyche.
Champions League, I think PSG fall out based on mind games.
I feel like PSG have strengthened in midfield. That was very key for them.
That's what PSG have not been doing. Yeah. They have not been doing. They would not get a good defender.
Their midfield was good over the years.
Their midfield was wack. Even when they had Draxler, Cavani, but the midfield was only Brassy.
I want Paredes and Man U, guy.
Bro, Man U want the full 11 of
other teams. Man U want everybody.
I'm happy about that. Oh, it's Madrid. We're helping them. We're helping their career.
No, Madrid are united about this great relationship since.
But the problem is them. They are fucking up our players' career.
No, for real. The thing is that, but if you're a real Madrid player and you want to remain at the top, don't ever leave Real Madrid.
That's the truth.
And if you want to retire, you don't come to Man U. You go to MLS. Fuck you.
You go to United.
No, but I think what Casemiro did was standard.
No, Casemiro has won
like
everything.
It's a new challenge. What more?
Probably he went to the most difficult challenge he could get.
Yeah, playing Maguire.
I'm very sure if every club knew that Casemiro was available, like 101 clubs.
But not many people could afford him at that
point. No. But plenty people will go for him.
Yeah.
No cap. Even players will go for him.
But do you think many teams have defensive midfield problems? I don't think so.
Midfield problems. Many teams have. Tottenham had to reinforce their midfield.
Eves. You understand? The problem
Casemiro did was he made his intentions pretty late in the transfer.
Last
season that he was leaving. He would have gotten
he was a constant in the squad, so nobody expected.
Yeah, Casemiro was not for sale now.
Dude, when I saw the rumors, I was thinking it's one of those Man U transfers that they always link to everybody.
But it just happened so quick, and that's why I like Madrid. We don't hesitate.
Not like some people, like old people, wages. people owing people wages.
Come and go. The door is always open for you.
Big club.
Financial levers.
Big club. Move on.
I'm identifying sixth level now. So, well, yeah, their new signings, Barcelona's new signings,
no, did I felt very great in their last game.
Rafinha,
like, Barca have like a second 11 attack. Like, yeah, if the first 11 are fucking up, they can just bring the second 11.
See, Ansu,
and that was what they did to that other guys.
Ansu just came on and just...
I was very glad to see Ansu, guys.
That's what... But one thing the commentator said, but now I'll pick by is, the guys are actually forming for Barcelona, the guys that they already had. Yeah, like, the new guys are not like that. They are not forming.
Rafinha has been good.
Ansu Fati and Dembele that did, like...
Lewan was...
Lewy, man of the match.
You
watched the match, but it was as soon as Ansu Fati, he just changed the game.
Yeah, Ansu changed the game. That's Luka, but he's number 10. He's expected.
Messi.
Messi, are you calling Nania? What is he playing compared to the great Messi?
Who in his age grade is better than him?
How old is he?
Who, 19?
Bro,
19.
There's no attacker
that is 19.
Saka
like,
is okay. No,
Saka
is
20. Hey, bro, go slap you. You go Saka. See, let me just answer you. Because he's the best in his age grade doesn't mean he's playing according to what Messi.
Messi is Messi.
You
can't replicate Messi.
You understand?
Messi is.
What Messi was at 19, bro? Mbappé himself is not doing.
Nobody do
Messi
has
had trick at the Bernabeu at 19. Are you kidding me?
So and then, shall let me know you. But the guy actually bold. But like the guy did a lot. But I think Barca have a lot to do defensively.
But I think our main issue is a right back, because I don't think Araujo playing right back is such.
So are you partial? You have this. You have this. You don't want to play in this.
Out of been underperforming now.
So now then, you don't blame them. Now you have the players. It's not like you don't have the players. You have Sergio Roberto safe.
Okay.
What? Seriously?
She will not renew. Abi will not don't renew.
We don't renew.
He played this day now, so he has renewed.
Guy, that Koundé might leave for free if they don't register him.
But we'll register him now. Have you ever doubted?
Six clever. Before the
beginning of January,
guy,
if La Porta says he's going to register him, he's going to register.
Son of God.
But I watched Madrid game over the weekend. It was actually
fire. We're going like to go to Madrid. Madrid, like, your scoreline was 1-4.
Yeah.
Tribute to Kiss, isn't it?
Yeah. But I actually like before the match started, but there was a lot of talk around Camavinga and Tchouaméni.
Yeah.
Because the sudden departure of Kiss. Casemiro. Would they be able to live up? But actually, they did well.
No, those boys.
In the game, they did well.
They did well.
But in the long run, will they?
See, the problem with Madrid is we don't care. Like, we always replace players. That's one thing we are good with.
That's why every.
So I feel bad.
Except United, guys. Except United.
Like, the pressure we have given them already and the freedom we have given them already, they will do.
Baka shall never replace.
They will do. People have not replaced now. Midfield wise.
Never replaced Alba, guys.
Who are you talking about? Who played that game?
There was one Balde. The guy is actually.
He has stepped for the first goal now.
The first goal was inside. See. I watched that match, but it was a counter versus counter. Like, so, a classic basketball game that was happening on that pitch.
Back to back.
That was what happened with the guys. Their defense became tired. Bam. So when they did the second sub, like, they did sub.
No, that's the plan now. That's Javi Ball.
You understand?
In the first half, we played a very different set of front three.
So
in
the
second half, all of them go
out. The guys are already tired.
Imagine defending against Rafinha, then they take him out and bring him in the belly.
That's the crew.
You understand?
That was what actually happened. Like, Barca didn't have a game plan. No, just that sub. So I feel like the sub is actually Barca's
game plan. My main problem, is why is Gavi starting? Like, I know Gavi is good at all that, but like, Haba, we have Kessie.
Guy, Frankie was just losing ball, guy.
Yeah, Frankie was losing
ball.
The first goal was because of him.
The price was dropped. We go buy him.
But I say, like, Madrid game was actually mad. But there was one thing that happened that I was not glad.
Guy, let's move on from Madrid.
He gave Hazard the PK and to boost his fucking confidence. That nigga scored. Oh, God. But I like what Benzema did. Benzema gave him, like,
Pussy's
Moira.
Pussy of a. Or Wimona said,
Benzema
no
saying we need goals this season, man.
See, Benzema doesn't care. See, Benzema doesn't care. See, Benzema is playing to the team. Like, check difference. Check difference. Benzema was playing to the team. He was playing to the strength of the team. Levy was.
Wait, so who assisted Ansu's goal?
Was that assist? Was us.
Wait.
See.
Did you watch the game?
Does not assist, so bro.
Let's move on. Let's
it was
on.
A ricochet. Yeah, he did the ball, then hit a right player.
The back, he was a.
It was a ricochet, bro. No, go on, watch. Only...
Yeah, Madrid fans, so we'll just move
I watched that ball. It was a ricochet, bro.
For Speed everyone up. That's listening to him, but he's a Madrid fan, so we're moving on.
We're moving on.
There's
moving
no
on.
Point.
So, yeah, Atletico lost.
Normal. That gave me so much joy, guys.
Atletico lost, guys.
I said, but literally, but.
Actually, like, they're falling off. What's wrong with those guys?
Simeone now. He's translating from. He's attacking. He's playing attacking football now. When the real Simeone.
That's goes, not his game.
He's defense.
It's Taliban football.
Yeah, that's anti. Go back to being anti.
He needs players like El Casemiro a lot.
Guy,
he needs them good in again.
He needs
like
them good in their cooking.
He's playing them Joe Felix, so just imagine, like, that guy like, is no balance.
He's trying to create in the midfield.
You're playing a Griezmann.
Atleti has been losing players.
You're playing a Griezmann that is so playful. Like, bro.
Guy, there's no balance. But did you see that Griezmann's hair? Fire.
Hair. Fire. Him, this guy. Carrasco fire, but they will collect. Ah, then bro, in the Serie A now, it was actually Inter's match was actually lovely.
Inter versus who?
I don't matter the guys, but they actually.
And the problem is Serie A.
And then, like, AC Milan played with Atlanta. It was 1-1. It was actually fire. Then Napoli trashed. Napoli trashed some boys for me, blah blah. Yeah, I don't know.
Osimhen with the goal in it.
Yeah,
I just like that Osimhen guy, proper nine guy. The only problem is so Arsenal that we put it, that we people that
Osimhen will not fit for everybody's team.
Well, Osimhen is a very good striker. I think he's going to fit
to. You fit to a team like Bayern where you'll be pumped.
Guy, he's
fast. The guy is very
strong.
He's
fast.
And
to an extent, he's smart.
Get finishing again.
Position-wise.
Very good. Nah. But then, well, yeah. I think that's it for now. We'll come back after this quick shout. Guys, welcome back to the show. This segment is the start one, bench one, sell one segment. So we're going to talk about three players, then we'll give our opinions, which one we want to start in our teams, which one will bench, and which one will sell. So kicking it off is Roy Keane versus Patrick Vieira versus Claude Makélélé. You start one, bench one, sell one. Molo.
This one is a very tough one, guy. But I think I would start Makélélé. Because I watched him play, and guy, that guy is world class. Then, hey, bench one. I think if I would bench between Roy Keane and Vieira. I hate my usual, so Vieira. Not to take anything away from Roy Keane, he's a legend, he's really good, he's top, but I would sell him, shall
I? I want you now, man.
I'll use his money as a six liver.
Kai, Baka, so broke. I'm not broke. For me, straight up, I'm starting Makélélé. Straight up. That Roy Keane, most matches I watched about him was like aggressive, so not like talentful.
Yeah, like him, I just like more of his leadership attributes.
Exactly.
Than his actual technical.
There's no talent like that.
He's
no skill.
Good,
compared to the other guys, though. Compared to Patrick Vieira.
Dude, I don't think.
But him and Vieira were like.
So I'm picking like Vieira will be on the bench, yeah.
Yeah, you said Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I'm starting Roy Keane.
Do you have any option?
No. Roy Keane was a very, very good player. Yeah. I don't agree that you're saying he doesn't have talent. Roy Keane scored crucial goals for United. Treble, all the way, all of those things. And his leadership skills, he's the best captain in Premier League history. I'm going to say...
Vieira might beg to disagree.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell Vieira just because he did not win the Champions League. That's my only
reason. But he has the Premier League.
But he doesn't have the Champions League. Continental, he doesn't have it. So I'll bench Makalele, start Roy Keane, sell.
You bench Makalele?
Yeah, bench Makalele.
Okay.
Let's move on to...
Okay.
I'm going to kickstart this one. Ruud van Nistelrooy, Zlatan or Eto'o. Wow.
Damn.
Okay, very easy.
It's not easy, bro.
No, for me, very easy. I'll start Van Nistelrooy. I'll bench Eto'o. I'll say Zlatan.
Damn.
Yeah. I'm on. For you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm on starting Eto'o.
Okay.
I'm starting Eto'o. Benching Van Nistelrooy. Zlatan can get
Oh, Zlatan, yeah, we're still going.
Zlatan, please don't end this podcast.
But for me, straight up, like, if you check their pedigree, like, Van Nistelrooy is way, way ahead of them. Like,
I don't think he's better than Eto'o.
As a
finisher. I swear, as a striker, I rate Eto'o as one of the greatest strikers ever. Because I watched Eto'o can score from anywhere.
Exactly, you watched Eto'o.
I watched Van Nistelrooy too now. Not as much as I watched
exactly.
Eto'o, but...
Exactly. And then the thing is, you're a Barca fan. So, shut up.
No, aside that one,
Eto'o is really good, guy.
Eto'o is good, though. No lie. Like, Eto'o is good.
Like, that's if you watch Eto'o for Cameroon, guy. Like,
Eto'o at Barca was a fucking shit guy. Before Eto'o at Inter Milan. Come on, bro.
Eto'o was good. Eto'o he proved himself, like, everywhere.
Like, guy, in my own ranking, self, I can please
Eto'o. He's on the bench.
I can please Eto'o ahead of Drogba.
Rudy, I think they're together.
I think you'll still be on the bench, yeah. Rudy will be starting.
Rudy will start.
Then, Ibro...
He says that.
At least if we sell him, we'll be able to win the Champions League the next year.
I swear this guy will end this podcast. Right now, let's go to the age-old debates in English football, mostly. Gerrard, Lampard, Scholes.
None.
But you know that this...
Give me my Modric. Fuck everybody.
No more, but... If I were to choose Gerrard, Lampard... Scholes, I would start Scholes, bench Lampard, and sell Gerrard.
Okay.
Because Scholes had this finesse. I like finesse players. Players that have a certain class with their passes and stuff. And then Lampard, statistically, is better than all of them.
Yeah. Lampard has the most goals.
Has the most goals, and stuff like that. And then Gerrard. He slipped, so.
Gosh. Ouch! Ouch!
Guy
can go. All right, now,
ouch! Ouch!
Guy can go.
Ouch! But come on, Gerrard.
Gerrard is a legend. He's good now.
Gerrard actually won Champions League for Liverpool at a very young age. Yeah. Come on.
He's Gerrard now.
Come on.
But he didn't win the Premier League.
It's not his fault, though. They're just bad guys like him.
Who are you going to start?
So for me, straight up, like, based on who has more effects, like influence on the team, I'll pick his goals. But even though he didn't score much goals, like
Paul Scholes.
Yeah. Like, at least he will turn up in the biggest stage where he's being dead.
Yeah, normally.
He will definitely turn up. You definitely feel his presence. You understand? Then between Lampard and Gerrard.
You understand? That's his
way. I follow Moji. He's
slipped.
He's out.
Well, for me, actually, I'm going to go. I've started Scholes. Straight up. Scholes, guy.
Scholes.
Greatest English midfielder guy.
Scholes, I don't think Scholes needs any introduction. So just leave
him. Yeah, like
Scholes.
Scholes, but the funny thing was, he retired. He came back.
I won the Premier League.
I won. Scholes, guy. I won shit and still went back.
I only rate very few midfielders ahead of schools.
Yeah, I only put like Zidane and Xavi ahead of
schools. Yeah, like,
guys. Yeah, those are
people. Put Modric. Modric is in the conversation, yeah, but let him retire first. Let him retire first. He's in the conversation.
You know everything. What is time is
you retire? We agree now. I said he's in the conversation, but let him retire first. These ones are not playing. They're not playing. Let him have this. So I'll start Scholes, obviously. Bad guy. I'm going to bench Gerrard and sell Lampard.
You want to sell Lampard?
Why? Ask me. Because Gerrard too had the same effect that Scholes had in our United team. Gerrard too dictated play. Gerrard controlled Liverpool's midfield for them. But Lampard was a statistical guy. He scored goals. Guy, great player, Lampard. Like, fucking great. Fucking great player. But why I'm choosing Gerrard over Lampard is because of that dictating play guy, like everything that flows to your team, so comes out through you.
Let's not forget that I think England had all of them together at the time.
They had like a very proper team.
Yeah, I think the problem was they tried to play all of them.
What would you do now, bro?
Gerrard, Lampard, Scholes, Rooney, and Becks in front of them.
But like, guy, rest somebody and find somebody that will protect your team.
Stabilize the team. Yeah.
So who didn't have like, you know, at that point, DMs were not.
Yeah, DMs
were not.
Vieira was English. Vieira was French.
Bro, don't do that. Don't do that, bro. Don't do that to yourself. I also feel like that point, bro. Even up to now, DMs are not prioritized.
Bro, DMs were priority then. Every team had a DM guy.
But England.
Makalele.
Vieira. England.
King.
Which DM did he have at that time?
Like, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
That's the problem. There was not much. Party on. They were after the flair.
That was their golden generation. They were picking that year.
They were just after the flair. They can pass.
But
this
their team currently. They have a lot of.
But then Portugal catch them. Ronaldo.
Let's move on to the next one. This one is OG type shit. Yeah, Casillas, Neuer, Buffon.
Buffon is not supposed to be in that conversation, bro. Just side him.
Why?
Champions League, bro.
It doesn't mean no.
He has a World Cup.
He has more longevity. I think Uli Neuer might.
Yeah, because in the look of Champions League today, now I need longevity.
Maybe that one, guy. He played Italy. He won Serie A.
I'm not saying he's bad, though. But come on, compared to the three.
Do you know how old Buffon was when he won his World Cup?
Buffon is a valid
name here,
Buffon and fuck Casillas.
Buffon when Messi shine on top of him, Ronaldo shine on top of him.
But which of these goalkeepers they never shine on top?
See, everybody shine on top.
Ronaldo's tonto Noya.
Just imagine what. Do you remember what Netherlands did to Casillas?
Robert.
That was his ending days.
That was his ending days,
and you can't blame him. It was his ending days.
Ending days, valid reason. Yeah, I agree. Valid reason.
So it's ending days.
So you are starting who? Emmanuel.
Definitely starting Inoya. No lie. Let's like. I'm a Madrid fan. Boba, once you see like.
Noya is top.
Then Casillas will be on the bench. Then Buffon, he find his way to the Champions League, bro.
My answer, sir, is similar to what you said. I'm starting Noya. I'm benching Casillas, and I'll say Buffon. Well, Casillas did back to back European Championships.
But I think Buffon was one time in top 3 of Ballon d'Or. Has Casillas ever done that?
No.
I don't think so. Buffon has been in top 3.
There was a year with Neymar and Messi, he was close, he was the highest rated.
Was it 2015? It was
2014 when they won the World Cup.
I think it's 2015 when they came second, Juventus came second.
Champions League final.
I think
it's, I can't recall how,
but I think so.
Buffon was.
I really rate Buffon.
No, I really rate very good
Buffon
guy.
Buffon was not never. Yeah?
Sancho. If not be Sancho, my FPL team.
People don't get PDS.
Guys, Man United just scored.
Best goal of the season.
I don't want to die. I don't want to know if Sancho scored.
I hope it's Ronaldo, I beg.
Anyway,
I hope it's Fred.
Fuck Fred. Guy. I didn't want me silence for McFred. The end of an era.
Are you sure it's the end of McFred?
I mean, case is
coming. No, if
Sancho.
Sancho.
Fuck.
Malaysia.
That guy
is good.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah, it's such a squad, man. Up on the FPL team. Come on.
So that brings us to the end of this segment. You can drop your answers in the comment box in Spotify or Apple Podcasts. There will be a box there where you can drop your answers. We'll share them on our next episode. We'll be back after this.
So guys, you're welcome back to the FPL section. This is my first time taking this section. I'm not that good at FPL. So in the FPL section, the week hasn't yet ended. We are still waiting on the last game. That's Man U Liverpool Curry.
Which United are leading, by the way.
Sancho, like nice. He printed the guy. Nice goal, though. The match is still currently on, so hopefully we'll get more points there. So currently, right now, the average of the week is 25. And most of us are just a little above the average.
Okay.
Like me, I'm just at 20, 29. And Victor is just like 30.
I'm at 30, bro.
So this week has been a rough one. The highest of the week so far was 83. Nobody was up to 100 points this week. This week was a rough one. But shall we move? Hopefully. At least let Salah is my captain. He just scored 3 goals against Man U.
Yeah, Martin.
Because at least I was expecting him. The funny thing is, I want Man U to win that match, but I just want Arnold and Salah
to have
a good point.
Yeah.
No clean sheet for Arnold, by the way.
He has to score.
Score against Man U.
I don't know.
Let's go.
I swear, me score. Dude was
so then 1-1.
Let's go.
Yeah, nice one. So the fixtures for next week in the EPL, we have Southampton versus Man U, Chelsea versus Leicester. That will be an interesting one.
Yeah.
Liverpool versus Bournemouth, Man City Crystal Palace. I want to see
whether these guys will recover.
Then we have Chelsea, Fulham.
Yeah. Damn. Chelsea might.
Chelsea wants to.
But Mitro the donker.
I want to see that pairing. Mitro versus Saliba.
Saliba,
yeah. I want to see that pairing. I want to see what will happen.
Yeah, Mitro. Okay, but so
Saliba
not Mitro.
Is very...
But the thing is, bah.
Saliba is.
Mitro reduced to dunk on almost everybody.
Yeah. But he's big now.
He's big. So let's. I just want to see what will happen there. Then we will have a Tottenham versus...
Mitro Diaz, guy.
That's very...
Diaz is a fucking warrior, G. And Mitro again.
Very nice. But...
So we have Tottenham versus Nottingham Forest.
Good match.
I've been making Hall for my Premier League.
Guy, but mysterious, I'm removing Song. Song is not...
It's not Sonny.
His daughter this season. So in the Spain, in the land where there's no pain,
vibes.
We have a back of us is Real Valladolid, which we know.
Ronaldo R9's club now, she?
Yeah. Funny thing was, Ronaldo was in Wolves versus Spurs game. Only God knows what he was doing there. Maybe he wants to buy his Spurs.
He was obviously watching Wolves versus Spurs.
Okay, we have Espanyol versus Real Madrid.
Let's go Espanyol, the team from Barcelona.
Okay. Don't worry.
Don't be Espanyol, the F these guys up all
yes,
the time.
Now. Yes, before. Then we have Atleti versus Valencia.
So another L for Atleti.
Normal who level you? Now. Then in the Bundesliga.
In the okay.
The only picture that matters there is Mönchengladbach versus Bayern. And then we have Dortmund versus whoever there. It doesn't really matter.
Hertha Berlin.
Okay. Dortmund.
Then in the French League One.
In the Uber Eats League.
we have what was supposed to be actually a contender, but it's no longer a contender. That's PSG versus Monaco.
Monaco fell off when they sold their team. Yeah.
So it's no longer a contender. It's just
another PSG eating.
I
said, PSG are going to fuck them.
So what match are you hoping? What's your most exciting match for the coming week?
Well, much excited, obviously. But I want to watch Man City. I love Man City, guy. I don't know. I love Man City. Like when that De Bruyne pass that weekend, guy. It's very filthy. So Man United and Man City's match.
I mean, aside Barca, the only team I want to watch again is Arsenal.
Arsenal
cooking, guy.
For me, I think the most tricky match this coming week for me is Chelsea Leicester, because both of them are not starting
having
well.
Bad
stats.
Yeah.
And then Chelsea are in for
Fofana. Let me ask you guys.
I don't know. Madison or Mount? I was having this conversation one
guy.
The guy was shouting Mount, like, see me guy decking Mount.
Now, how is he Mount?
No cap, but we all know Chelsea fans are Beatles. So, no cap.
The guy that I was arguing with was a United fan.
United fan.
Then how would he...
I was like, Maddy boy, have you seen Maddy boy play the guy?
Oh, Madison is actually doing it where he has more pressure than Mount. Mount used to lose now in big matches. But for me, up to today, but actually, I don't mind Chelsea's game plan. Like, I don't mind.
To Chelsea ban now.
I just don't know. That's it. So, aside football, we had a tough week. As Nigerians, we had a tough week this week.
Yeah.
We were excited for the coming week. We had two great fights. One was in boxing, and the other one was in UFC. It was...
Two L's.
AJ, Anthony Joshua,
and Kamaru Usman.
In the UFC. And then I was actually excited for the two matches. I was like, we have something to rant again over the week.
On Nigerian Twitter.
The funny thing was with AJ Malba, I've watched like the first few rounds. AJ was actually good. He was up in the game. So I was like, lazy. It was really late. So I said, Kyle, let me just sleep. I'll just get the results in the morning. Something just woke me up by 2. And I said, let me just check on Twitter. And then I just saw your guy.
L.
Guy, somebody said that don't ever come back to Nigeria. You know, AJ took a picture of boy.
That was the beginning of the downfall for him.
And then Kamaru Usman featured in Ballon d'Or video.
No, fuck you now. You can't say that. Fuck you, guy. Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Love you, Peter.
Fuck you, guy.
That's supposed to be a.
Fuck you.
Thank you, Leves.
But I would definitely say a big shout out to the winners. They actually proved.
No, Nigerians are resilient. Tough people.
That's.
Definitely Kamaru will bounce back. Kamaru. I don't know about AJ. Kamaru will bounce back.
AJ, I think too, you will bounce back.
But that was his chance. Well,
that's how many chances with that?
No. The team, AJ, but I think he just needs to redefine his fight. He was no longer giving people knockout again. That's here and out from us. Your regular hosts, Emmanuel.
Your hosts.
Yes, your hosts.
Coming the Mutio.
Of the most highs. I'm out. Emmanuel Peter as usual.
Victor Quatre.
Bonjour, Adam. Signing out.
Hey.